The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now, Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican from the great Commonwealth of Virginia and also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And Representative Goodlatte, Mr. Chairman, you sent a letter to Director Comey yesterday saying, I'd like you to come and testify about this. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, good morning, Larry and Lisa. Actually, the FBI director reached out to me yesterday indicating that after he made his announcement, he wanted to speak with me. And so we set that up. And when he indeed called, he explained that he wanted to let me know why he hadn't called and given me a heads up before he made the announcement. He hadn't called the attorney general and so on. I said, well, I completely understand that. You're supposed to be the independent person investigating this. You don't need to report to anybody ahead of your announcement. But I do not understand the announcement. So I had prepared a list of questions for him, which I went through. He acknowledged those questions were very important and deserving of an answer, and he said he hoped to be able to answer them soon, but didn't answer them in the conversation, so I reduced them to a letter, which I sent to him yesterday afternoon. At this point, we don't have a hearing scheduled with the director. I have, however, a hearing scheduled next week that was already scheduled with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and many of these same questions will be posed to her because, after all, she's the one who really is supposed to make the decision about whether or not there should be a prosecution. And it was a little unusual, I thought, for him to go through all of the excuses that Hillary Clinton and her handlers had put forward over time about how this was handled and knock each of them down, but then at the end say, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her under these circumstances. When the the Obama administration has already prosecuted seven people under the Espionage Act, including some people on very similar circumstances. Brian Nishimura, who was a naval reservist, he removed documents from official government records and subsequently held them personally. He
yep.
pled guilty and was fined $7,500 and lost his security clearance. Chief Petty Officer Lyle White removed documents from his office, took them home.
Yep.
He pled guilty.
And by the way, I mean, I read through...
suspended sentence, but nonetheless a jail sentence and a fine in response to the fact that he pled guilty.
And it needs to be noted, Chairman Goodlatte, before Lisa gets to ask her question, I just want to jump in. I read your letter. It's very effective. And all of the people that you mentioned, those seven people, other than the person that we now call Chelsea Manning, none of them were actually guilty of intent. These were all, you know, out of convenience, frankly. They wanted to take something home, or they erroneously had it with them. But it was all gross negligence.
The statute is very clear that you do not need to show intent. You can show intentionally, knowingly, or with gross negligence. And
yeah.
Black's Law Dictionary defines gross negligence as, quote, a lack of slight diligence or care, or as a conscious, voluntary act or omission in reckless disregard of a legal duty and of the consequences to another party, which is pretty much exactly what Secretary Clinton did when she set up very deliberately an entire communication system outside of the rules and outside of the communication system of the State Department so she could get around that system.
Yeah.
So it is inexplicable, in my opinion, that he would not recommend prosecution, but we'll ask the Attorney General, who made it clear after she first said that she would rely upon the recommendation of the FBI, she later said, well, you know, we're independent. We'll make our own decision on that. We're going to ask her to respond to these questions.
Will you look to get some information from the Attorney General about her meeting with Bill Clinton?
Well, we certainly are very concerned about that as well. We would like to know a lot more about the nature of that meeting. Again, that raises a lot of eyebrows. The fact that a similar circumstance occurred during the Clinton administration with regard to his own actions, where people who committed similar offenses and committed perjury were prosecuted and lost their jobs. And, of course, that didn't happen to him. So this idea that the Clintons are somehow above the law is very concerning, and I do not understand why the FBI director, who to this point has had a great reputation as someone who has great respect for the rule of law, would follow the course that he followed yesterday.
Well, as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and this concept that Hillary Clinton is too big to jail, what kind of meaning does this have an impact on the rule of law?
Well, what does it say to the millions of other federal government employees, many, many thousands of which have various security clearances and could run afoul of this? Does this mean that other members of the administration in high positions or lower positions don't need to worry about violating this very important law designed to, it's called the Espionage Act. It's designed to protect the United States from information that could be harmful to our government and to our citizenry, yeah, falling into the hands of people who shouldn't have it.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, he's also the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. We appreciate you joining us today, and we will definitely be in touch as your hearing comes close with Attorney General Lynch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big.